kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Single entry o multiple entry ba ang visa ko? Pwede ba ako magtrabaho o mag-aral? O pwede ako mag-extend? Ilan lang yan sa mga karaniwang tanong ng mga kababayan natin tungkol sa mga kondisyon ng visitor visa sa Australia. Kaya naman sa episode na ito ng trabaho, visa at iba pa, kukonsulta tayo sa isang migration expert para mas maintindihan natin ang mga visitor visa conditions.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
At para bigyan tayo ng kaalaman kaugnay sa Australian Visitor Visa, kasama na ng isang registered migration agent at ang director at principal migration consultant ng SEEK Migration, si Ms. Elaine Kagiwa. Magandang araw, Ms. Elaine.
Magandang araw, TJ.
Ayan ako, noong nakaraang episode pinag-usapan natin ang ano ba yung Australian Tourist Visa or Visitor Visa application, paano mag-apply. E ngayon naman ako, maraming na kondisyon na halimbawang ikaw ay naaprobahan na. Marami ding kondisyon or may mga ilang kondisyon na minsan din natin nababasa dahil excited na agad lumipad pa Australia. Kaya ngayon, i-explain natin yan at papaliwanag natin. Ms. Elaine, pwede mo bang sabihin na ano ba yung kahalagahan ng mga conditions na to?
Oh, it's very, very important. Kasi it allows you to understand the limitations of your visitor visa. And if you are in breach, there are some pretty heavy consequences there too. So, kailangan maintindihan natin siya, and if unsure, consult a migration agent.
Una muna, halimbawa, di ba, nag-grant na, nako excited ka na, meron ka na nitong, tapos dumating sa'yo yung notice, di ba, yung letter, tapos ang babasahin mo na sa part na granted, hindi mo na babasahin yung
granted,
ilalim.
Book na ng ticket.
Di ba, pwede mo bang paliwanag yung laman nung, letter na yun, ng decision letter?
Yes, so the decision letter will outline the visa, the type of visa that you have, when it was granted, when does it expire, what's the travel facility for that visa? Is it single entry? Is it multiple entry? And then onto the second page are your visa conditions. And at times they get overlooked, but it's very important to read it kasi you will know, you know, what you can do in Australia on this visitor visa.
Maaring iba-iba yung conditions sa bawat tao, pero ano yung common, ano yung standard na usually na meron karamihan sa lahat? Meron ka bang mga ganun sample?
Yeah, numbers 8101, 8102, 8503. So, no work is a standard for a tourist visa. Study limitation of 3 months. It's also on all tourist visas. And sometimes, so this is one is not all the time, but it's the no further stay condition. And it's one that I look at every time meron din akong grant, because the no further stay condition will determine whether after the visit, pwede kang mag-extend or stay in Australia or not.
So, ibig sabihin, pag no further stay, hindi ka na pwedeng mag-apply o ma-extend yung tourist visa mo?
It means you cannot apply for visas, to extend your stay habang nasa Australia.
And any other visa yon. Halimbawa, ay nandito ako, gusto ko nang i-apply yung partner visa ko, something ganun.
Correct.
Pati yun, hindi rin po pwede.
Pati yun. Ah. Yes. So, that's why I look at it straight away, because I have to warn the clients.
Okay. So, meron bang reason kung ba't nakakakuha ang isang aplikante ng no further stay?
So, family-sponsored visit visas always get the no further stay, but tourist visas, it's discretionary by the case officer. So if they think, oy, medyo risky to, I think they're going to try and stay, they can't put that on there.
Okay.
So it depends on the case officer. It doesn't happen often for Filipino passport holders.
Balikan ko yung no work na yun, ano, dahil isa yun sa mga tanong din na karaniwan na, pwede ba akong mag-work sandali ng kahit ilan, bawa 3 months kasi na ganyan. Yung no work na yun, strictly na no work, meron pagkakataon na bawa itong no work mo, parang bawa minsan may mga nagka-cash on hand. Di ba? May mga ganyan. May mga pagkakataon na sinasamantala na yung mga no. Bagaman, again, bawal. Pero yun yung tanong ko, siguro, ano yung pwedeng maging breach nun kapag gano'n na nangyari? Or breach na yun, basically, no?
Yeah, the no work is a big one. It is bawal. I cannot even sugarcoat. Bawal po talaga. But in this day and age po kasi, may mga nagtatanong din sa akin na, actually, yung work ko, I'm in IT or I'm a stockbroker, yung work ko sa overseas, I need to, you know, work remotely. I need to check on my emails. Mapupundok yung, ano, yung workload ko. That is okay if you're working remotely for your regular job. You know, so under policy, that is okay because you are not taking work from Australians. That's your job. You're checking in. But if you're here and you're working here, whether it's cash on hand or allowance or and you know it attracts remuneration, then you are in breach of your visa conditions. And if immigration finds out, then they could potentially cancel your visa. And not only will you have to go home, but you'll face bar, you know, and it'll be so hard to apply for future visas if you want to come to Australia, even beyond the bar.
Isa pa sa mga nakikita natin yung mag-aaral, bawa nandito, ay parang gusto kong mag-aaral, may mga ganun. Pupwede ba or allowed ba sila?
Yes, short courses are okay. No more than 3 months.
Yung single entry, ilan usual na, na ilang buwan or araw ka lang pwede magstay sa Australia?
So, single entry just means that you get the validity of the visa from one visit, tapos pag alis mo, hindi na valid yung visa. Right? So if you get a 3 month visa but single entry, you come in, the 3 months start from your entry, right? And then when you leave, wala ka ng visa, you have to apply for another one to come back.
So isang beses lang dun sa ganun.
Isang beses na enter lang yun. And then wala na pag-alit.
Eh pag kung multiple entry naman, ano naman yung mga conditions dyan or kaakibat dyan na ano? So yun po ba, eh, pwedeng magbalik-balik ka within that time period ng ano mo?
That's right, yeah. I'm glad you asked that actually because we get that a lot too. So multiple entries, for example, 3 months stay from the date of arrival. So when you enter Australia from that date, 3 months, okay, and then you have to go. And then you can come back again another 3 months from when you enter, and then you can go. So yung iba kasi nalilito sa must arrive by. So when the visa is granted, it will say 3 months, and then last entry is a particular date, right? So they think that that's the expiry date. It's not. So just to give you an example, if it says last entry date is 1st of December 2026, if you enter on, say, 30 of November 2026, that gives you another 3 months from the time of entry. So you can keep entering Australia and every time you enter, it's 3 months.
May pagkakataon din na may mga 1 year, nag-extend ng 1 year. Tama ba? Kasi may nakikita ako, may nakikilala ako na ganun. Paano yung proseso doon? Halimbawa, 3 months lang, nabanggit ninyo, di ba? Gusto ko, kailangan ko ng 1 year yung kasama ko dito. Bawa, mag-isa ako sa bahay or kailangan. May ganun po bang pagkakataon?
Yes, yes. Actually, if you're applying from offshore and wala ka pang strong travel history sa Australia, I wouldn't recommend applying for 12 months straight away. Say, you get a 3 month visa. You enter Australia at walang no further stay condition, then you can apply for a further visitor visa. So extension habang nandito for up to 12 months from when you entered.
So at least po pwede naman, lalo na yung mga kababayan. Pero again, depende sa sitwasyon.
And kung may no further stay condition or wala.
Naku, lalo na. I-check nyo po yan. Baka mamaya excited kayong maging 1 year. Well, di pala talaga po pwede. Ito na, dahil minsan, dahil nga, again, na-overlook minsan or hindi mo nakikita. May mga, ano yung mga mangyayari? Baka halimbawa na breach mo to. Halimbawa yung no further stay, tapos nag-stay ka. Or again, hindi mo na-realize na no work nga, tapos nag-work ka. Ano yung pwedeng mangyari dun sa merong hawak na visitor visa holder na yun. Bawa nalaman ng immigration.
Yeah. Before pa malaman ng immigration, if you unintentionally breach and you discover that you have breached, you do preventative measures straight away, corrective action straight away, right? So para pag later on nakita ng immigration, you can explain yourself and look, I corrected it. But when it comes to the point na, say, immigration found out, they'll send you a letter, a notice of cancellation of a visa, and you will have an opportunity to explain yourself. But yeah, in the event na talagang ma-cancel na yung visitor visa, you have the option to appeal. But also, yeah, you'll have to go.
Okay, pero may ano din yun, may gastos din yung pag-appeal, di ba?
Yes,
tama ba?
Yes, about 3,500. Yeah.
Ano may mga common na mistakes o ng mga visitors na lalo na yung mga nag-a-apply or minsan, yun, nag-a-apply, yung nandito na, tapos minsan, parang karaniwang nagkakamali sila na yung pala maaring breach yun. May mga nakaranas ka ba sa mga kliyente mo na ganyan, Miss Elaine?
Yes, I think it's the work. Some of them think that volunteer work is okay, which in policy it is. Pero what is a gray area with the volunteer work? Mm. Kasi yes, it's volunteer, but you get something in return, or that work attracts remuneration or ordinarily. So that's a mistake and a breach. Na akala nila okay lang kasi volunteer, but they're receiving something in return. Mm. And just the date on their expiry, yon yung pag overstay. Right? So, but overstaying, I'm not so concerned if it is under 28 days. Pwede pa namang magawa ng paraan. But when it's extend, like you've been unlawful for more than 28 days, that becomes a problem because that will give you the bar later on. Mm. Yeah.
So, yung nabanggit niyo yung overstay na yun, na ang tawag dito, yun ang magiging consequence niya.
Yes.
Kung halimbawang nangyari, hindi ka na makakapag-apply or ano,
yes,
ka na parang
yes,
blacklisted.
Yes, you'll have a 3-year bar. Yeah.
Ah, 3 years. Pero after ng 3 years, parang cleansing period.
Pwede. Yes.
Yun.
Yes, you've done your penance.
Okay. Tapos yeah, pwede na. Pero meron ka ba bang, syempre, parang ang feeling ko noon, halimbawa ako, parang ganun na nangyari, parang wala na akong gana kasi baka ma-deny naman. Pero hindi naman ganun.
Hindi naman, mm-hmm. Yeah. So you've satisfied that requirement of the 3-year bar and then they'll have to look at your new application with the fresh set of eyes.
Naku, malaking bagay na malaman talaga natin. Kaya panghuli sa'yo, Miss Elaine, dito sa episode na to, ano yung payo mo para nga hindi naman ma-breach naman itong mga conditions na to? At number one, mas maintindihan pa yung mga visitor visa conditions sa Australia.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you applied for the tourist visa or the visitor visa, you clearly outline and explain to immigration what your intentions are. And that's what you're approved for. So follow that, you know. And if you think there are others that you want to do, like, for example, oh, well, suddenly want to study or suddenly want to do volunteer work, it's best to check first with an agent just to make sure you're not breaching. Also, keep an eye out on your visa expiry date. Immigration does send an email notification for a reminder, so check on that too. Yeah.
Okay, so lalo na yung mga nag-DIY. Maraming salamat, Miss Elaine, sa pagsama ngayong umaga.
You're very welcome, TJ. Thank you.
Ayan, napakinggan natin ang Director at Principal Migration Consultant ng Seek Migration na si Miss Elaine Cagiwa. Paalala po, ang mga impormasyon at paliwanag sa podcast na ito ay para sa pangkalahatang gabay lamang. Para sa payong naaangkop sa inyong sitwasyon, mangyaring kumonsulta po sa isang legal expert, registered migration agent sa Australia, o bisitahin ang website ng Department of Home Affairs.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.